Blog Talk Radio.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
A beeper went off in the audience. See if you can call my writers on that damn thing. I know you know you're not doing well when a guy calls for the paramedics during the monologue. Anybody remember what I was talking about? But a lot of presidents. I'm rushing along here because we have a busy show, and I shouldn't be doing this much actually tonight. We got a lot. Outgoing presidents, for example. like to warn us of the things. If you remember President Eisenhower, remember when he was President of the United States? That was quite a while ago, but it was in all the papers. You must have read about it. And Eisenhower warned us of the what the hell did he warn? That's right, the military-industrial complex, and Reagan warned us about the Iron Triangle, and Jerry Ford warned us about the third step going up Air Force One. Remember this? But Reagan, why don't I give up? Because I'm show business, folks. That's right. Reagan actually blamed the deficit on what he calls the Iron Triangle. Now, if I was going to pick a geometric figure to blame the deficit, wouldn't the Pentagon be better than a triangle? Okay. That's about it for me. You got any more?
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
like it. You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No,
I love
no.
Giddy up.
looking at me. I said, hey, old Jeep, you better stick to them coons around here in Tennessee. He just kept on wagging his tail, lighting up that park from in a tree.
Coast to coast. This is a Friday night possum dream.
Everybody's going places, doing things. Look at all the smiling faces. Sing.
Having a ball.
Doing the numbers.
Having a ball.
Getting it on. Together.
Possum, man, what the fuck? Nice crowd already out there in the lounge. I will not tarry any longer. Except to say that you're listening to the Grenache Network. Oh, and welcome to Friday Night Possum, by the way. You had a great week. I worked very hard. Feeling like a chump and or sucker lately. Something must be done. I'm like working more than I have days off. This is not right. Anyway, you're listening to Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, Possum Hour, the greatest podcast known to mankind, of course. And then during the week, it's clobbering time with your host, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing, Ben J. Grimm, coming to you live from the Baxter Building basement. That's right. Then it's Friday Night Possum. You're listening to and now, Diddy Mao. Okie doke. Well, then, without any further ado,
as soon as I find the right cue, I will introduce to you the Council of Experts. I don't know which one I do first. Wait a minute. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Reverend Wendy, the impeccable Professor R.J. Gumby, and coming soon to a podcast near you, Malt Liquor Man. He's not here yet. Ladies and gentlemen, the Council of Experts. Indeed. Okay,
Governor.
It's been a while since we've been a friend. How are you doing there? Lovely Reverend.
Hello. I'm in the past headquarters.
Oh, you're in the new possum headquarters?
Yeah, I'm in the headquarters. It's not exactly 100% sorted out, but I got fucking internet. I got TV. I have a telephone.
Awesome.
I'm back on the grid.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. Awesome. Little Hank 3 to start it out there. Do you like that?
I know, right?
How come I never came across that one before? Freaking possum in a tree. This is episode 94.
No.
I don't think I've ever mined that stuff before. Anyways. I had one of those days today. Having a ball. That was a little long, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm going back primitive. So cable's like, if I do all this shit, I can get a home phone. So I'm going to get a real phone, too, a different phone. If you're going to give it to me for free, heck to the yeah.
Oh, right. With your cable. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have. That works out pretty good.
So if I call them in Monday with a weird number, maybe I won't need to use the Bluetooth. Maybe I won't need to get a brain tumor. I'm going to just plug in the old
rotary.
You're
going to have like one of the dial phones? You got an old rotary phone? Yeah.
And I'm going to talk real funny. I'm going to start calling everybody like Mr. and Mrs. by their last name. I'm going to be like,
okay.
Mr. Bailey.
Going to have like a Chinese
Miss
accent.
I'm calling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could do that. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Like a Chinese character, whole Chinese thing. That would be cool. I like it.
I went with a week for a week with nothing. I was just like, okay, we'll stop.
Hey, you know, at this point,
actually,
it is refreshing.
Then I got sick on. And I was like, well.
Yeah. Hmm. And you're like, oh, boy, I used to waste a lot of time on here when I had this, huh? Now I'm wasting time again doing it. Yeah, I had to admonish a couple people with their handheld thingies today trying to draw them, and he wouldn't look at me. Look at me.
Jesus Christ.
Put the thing down.
Oh, man.
That must be annoying because that's inconsiderate.
Yeah. Absolutely. I always ask them, do you get the Flintstones on that thing? And nobody ever fucking understands what the hell I mean by that. But, oh, well.
Does anybody laugh?
No, never. I do. I get a charge out of it. Yeah, anyway, so I drive to this gig today. It's on the campus, college campus. I know the campus, you know. So I know where to park because it's in the student union. Yada, yada, yada. They're having construction in the middle of the campus. So I got to walk all the way around the campus to get to the student union. All right. Takes me like 15 minutes, which should be a five-minute walk. So I get there. Nobody knows me from Adam. Looking for a caricaturist? Not me. You know. Jeez. So I'm looking around, and these jamokes are in a building all the way on the other end of campus. So I got to lug all my gear across like a mile away. I get there, I'm sweating like a stuffed pig. One of them days. But fortunately, I was kind of turned around on the way back to my car, and I beelined it right for the car. I must have had the the internal homing device turned on, because that was, because I'm like, man, I could be wandering around this fucking place forever right now. I'm just, so, you know, I didn't have anything original to blow up tonight. But then when I got home, I did feel like blowing something up. So we do have something original to blow up tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, cool. Let's blow the fuck up.
I do not want to disappoint. Absolutely, yes. Applaud that. I know Malty's not. Too bad Malty's not here for this. Because he's not here yet. No, he said he had to step out for 5 minutes.
Oh, he just signed in, and then he's just, like, playing fucking peekaboo. Whatever.
Yeah, he's just stepping out, be back in 10:15 or so. So I think
he's
getting a little bit. He's getting a little something-something, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. A little something-something.
quickie?
A little quickie.
No, disrespect quickie or cake quickie.
So
anyway, Peter Cetera. He loves to blow up Peter Cetera.
Oh,
and I had to look it up. That's the Chicago guy, right? That's his name, right? Got it ruined Chicago? Anyway,
Wendy knows that.
The one we blew up, If You Leave Me Now. And it was masterfully done, by the way. I previewed
it. I think we did blow that up before, blown up.
We did blow that up. It was hilarious. We laughed. We cried. It became a part of us, actually. So tonight, it's almost the same fucking song. Hard to Say You're Sorry. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. It's the same fucking song.
Oh.
It's like the same thing. So deja vu all over again. Here we go.
The juice.
All you ever do is stay at home and play your tits and whip your ass at the same time. shit. Go.
Do you feel like Woos Kebab Rough Rennish? Get Rennish, Boots, Boots, Get Rennish, Get Google, Get Google, Get Google, Get Google, Get Google,
Everybody needs a little time away.
Who's a fag of a turbo? Oh, shit!
From each
other.
Even lovers need a holiday.
Oh, a dog fishing!
Get along.
I'm sorry.
Hard.
I just want you to stay.
Pull the string.
Oh, please.
After all that we've
been.
Somebody. Yeah.
This girl Lana, she walked
in
and she was like, totally hot.
Good. You're more interesting than this song.
She got in the car
here
and like almost all of her hair fell out because of shock, and she was like, oh, and she was always like the fattiest chick, and then she loved that song. And this was like in 7th or 8th grade, and every single time I hear that song, it's hard for me to stand for it. I think of her. I'm like, she probably, if she seen me or I even said, like, who I am or whatever, she probably wouldn't even know who I was. I mean, we hung out for maybe like
kind of make you feel like wistful or sad or nostalgic? Is it a good feeling?
Yeah, well, you know, music's kind of like a soundtrack to your life. So it's like there's so many songs they'd be like, oh, yeah, I was there. I did this. Oh, yeah, I did that. That person sang that. Or crazy. Aaron, I got some songs about you, baby.
I knew this one guy. He swore that if he heard American Pie, he would projectile vomit.
Oh, well, so, get him on the show.
No, you got to film that.
No, he's a scoundrel. That guy. Oh boy, you know, you meet people in your life that you know you befriend and you bring into your realm of trust and things, and then they burn you. He's one of those fuckers, man. You know,
okay.
Like every single time I hear Yellow, Don't Bring Me Down, I think of Ford Prefect.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Really?
Yeah, so we both don't like the song, and he corrected me on those words, and I tell everybody. I'm like, you know, it's not Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce. That's not the word. And they're like, it's not? And I'm like, no, my friend Ford Prefect told me that it's not, and look it up.
You
got a
gumpy
song?
Yeah.
Where's Ford? Come on, Ford. Put the link in there. He enlightened me. My whole life I thought was Don't Bring Me Down, Bruce, and it's not.
What is it?
Bring Me Down, Bruce. Yeah, what?
That's what I thought.
Some
it was.
German
Bruce?
Saying Gruth, which means, like, it's something in German,
Bruce?
Like, Mr., like, Don't Bring Me Down. What the? Oh. Where's Ford?
I don't even remember Bruce.
I'm kicking his ass.
Oh, you know one. You know the one I always think of.
It's Groot.
This one.
It's
this
not
one.
Bruce.
This is the Gumby song.
No, it's
song.
Not Bruce.
Batman got on my nerves. He was running me amok. He ridiculed me, calling me a bum. I whoop Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass.
You see what I did there? Wacky. It's the Wacky Friday show. Don't bring me down, Grouse. Grouse?
That's what it's
what Grouse. Grouse?
And it's German for like Mr.
Grouse.
Shit. Where's Ford? I think a
lot
of
my whole
life.
Now
he's played fucking Jedi mind tricks on me. We need to have a debate. He needs to call in.
He's got a little touch of the kissing disease. He was. Get the
mono.
Mono. You're not feeling good.
What?
I'm sorry.
My sister thought she had mono.
Yeah.
She
who is she
bored.
Kissing? Oh.
She was just bored.
I told you my second ex-wife was a hypochondriac.
Okay.
The one
don't
I almost
bring me down. Don't bring me down. Gross.
G-R-R-O-O-S-S-S-S.
It was pronounced Gruce. Don't bring me down like Gruce.
Gruce.
It's German for
Gruce.
Another name.
It's German for grouse. Look at the grouse.
Kidding, G to the Gruce.
Look at the grouse.
I love ELO. I love ELO.
What are a bunch of Nazis?
That's the worst song that they have. And I said it wrong. Which means...
All right.
Was it Aaron
well,
Aaron? Means hello, pretty much, yeah.
Let's acknowledge all those knowledgeable possible...
We say it wrong
possibles.
Forever.
It's still Bruce, I think. I think it really is Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Bruce was their roadie.
Yeah, that's it. Daddy G's right. That's what Ford told me. And my whole life I sang it wrong.
So you just made it up.
Sounds made up.
Alright.
It sounds made it. Up.
Alright, we have Aaron Aaron. This is here.
Okay,
Millionaire
on Facebook and it comes up. It's not Bruce.
It's the German
Bruce
word for
Wayne.
It's the German word for greeting.
And Brenda Joe's here
but there's
too.
There's a whole other little thing
in
with it. Yeah. How did he get that
Bruce
beat and
here,
come old like that?
Bruce is not here. But Daddy G
Bruce
is here from the
down.
Daddy G Show. He does.
Daddy G is Bruce, but not gross.
Daddy G is Grease. He's a little gross, but he's on Saturdays.
You've got hairy nipples.
I know.
In the grotto.
I know, in the grotto with the Tarzan and the Groose and the Grouse. Hopefully, Aaron Ayers, Brenda Joe, Daddy G, and Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. And who likes scratching mosquito bites? Huh? Anybody? All right, Ford Prefect is here with his vast array of knowledge. You got this thing started.
Yeah, don't let me articulate on his hitchhiker's guide, or we'll be here all night.
There's G.T. Trenton is in the house, is what I'm saying there. G.T.
Mountain Dew and Snicker bars.
He's getting the diabetes, man. It's right around the corner,
uh-huh.
dude. I'm telling you. Another 10 uh-huh. years. He'll be diabetes. Cut down on them snacks, buddy. Hear me now, believe me later. Guest 6361 is here. I hope
right.
it's somebody cool that we know that's incognito.
It is. This
could
someone's
it be
really cool. I just
could it be
know
Ellen
it.
DeGeneres? Is it you, Ellen?
No, I think it's Bruce. Not Bruce. It's Bruce.
It's Bruce. Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce.
It's
Bruce. There's Maggie C. is back. Welcome back.
Maggie C. Welcome back.
Maggie C. Good to have you with us.
Yay.
There he is. In absentia, Malt Liquor Man. He still hasn't come back. But his ghost is here. There he is. From across the pond, eh? What? Tally ho, pip pip, cheerio, and all that sort of rot. It's Philly Phil!
Philly!
And they got any cheesesteaks over there in London? Hey, hee, hee, hee. Over there? Homer and the Poop Ticklers. There you go. Quickie's here. And who doesn't like a quickie? Let me ask you that. Who doesn't like a quickie?
That's the truth.
We got a few quickies tonight for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Cool.
And there she is. We missed her Monday night in the lounge. It's the lovely.
Yeah, I'm cold right on the grid tonight.
Look at the grouse! Look at the grouse! And finally,
ooh.
Professor!
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Come back! The bottom line!
If that fan stand pops in, everything's going to be groovy like a drive-in fucking movie tonight. Where's my
little wino? Oh, can
right.
we play Maggie C's song?
Yes.
Yeah, let's play it.
All right, Maggie C, you ready? Here it is, baby.
Can get us in free, my girlfriend and me. We like the songs, but we hate to pay. Can I have your guitar? Can I ride on your car? Can you give me a role to play? Can I have an autograph? Can I sit in your lap? Are you really into witchcraft like they say? Can I follow you home? Can I use your telephone? Can we crash here for just a few days? We're from Rolling Stones, so it's okay. What was your name? You're someone I've seen. Has anyone said that you look like James Dean? Can I sit in your lap? can I give you the clap? Can we rap but don't have much to say? Can I have your guitar? Can I ride on your car? Can you give me a role to play? Can I follow you home? Can I use your telephone? Can we crash here for just a few days? We're from Rolling Stone, so it's okay. Can you do a benefit? Have you got any shit? Have you made your peace with Jesus yet today? Would you like to be a monk? Come on, let's go get drunk. Do you think Paul McCartney is okay? Can we crash here for just a few days? Oh, we're from Rolling Stones, so it's okay.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. One only, the missing link of rock and roll. Oh, yeah. You see them old videos of him when he had like the 50s hairdo, the pompadour going on? Pretty cool. That's not Leon.
Yeah. Boy, I cried for the long beard and everything. Yeah.
He's been around, man.
Yeah.
He's been around.
Been around.
You know, few I acts like that I've seen. Style.
I've seen him live, Reverend Wendy. There you go.
Oh, nice
shit. I've actually seen. Yeah. That's one of the best concerts, too. It was a real small venue. He was like 40, 50 feet away, sang every goddamn good song he ever wrote. I was just like, oh, my God, this is the greatest.
All
sat
right.
At a table with waitresses bringing me beers.
Oh, it's even better that it was
small. Yeah. You know? Oh, it was real intimate. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, but well, that was as good as Paul McCartney, maybe even a little better. So, there you go.
I see
Sorry,
Chick
Paul.
Corea in a place like that. Place where you sit at the table, have beers. Yeah.
Yep. Nothing like that. That's
Joel
the best
Ripley.
Way.
Joel Ripley in Philadelphia. Miss that place.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's the Agora right here. No way.
At the Ripley, yeah.
Did you shake hands? Did you?
I stood there staring at him like, I'm going to highlight Jackie Gleason. He was looking at me smiling like, look at this idiot. I was buying tickets for his concert for that night, and he came walking up the street.
Oh, wow.
He looked like a bum. Yeah. I'm going to.
You're that guy who hit the tail in the
hyphen. I must have looked like a real idiot.
I love it.
He was my god at that time. I was heavily into it.
Well, did he... Chant wants to know, did he touch you there since it was so intimate?
Oh.
Yeah, Ripley
no,
knew, like,
no,
Ripley.
No, he's ticklish.
There's more to this story, ladies and gentlemen. What happened to that? Yeah. Man, I wonder what happened to the Malt Man. That's turning into a longing, is what that is. You know, if you know what I mean.
He's a busy man.
A longing.
He's probably getting a beat.
And I don't
McDougal.
Think Kate wants to hear the commercial again. I just know.
Oh, well, we do have a new sponsor. We could check in with them.
A new one.
A new sponsor
is it
tonight.
Pitts McGee?
No, it's from up north, up across the. I wish it was. No. Note to self.
Okay.
Get in touch with Tits over the weekend. All right. Yeah. Here they
are.
Gentlemen,
be seated.
Don't be shy, everybody join in now, let's give it a try. Find me a thing that goes with another that more people like more than any other.
Swanee River goes with old Black Joe. No.
Well, the minstrel singer goes with an old banjo.
No go.
An appetite goes with chicken, I'm assuming. A Southern Belle with magnolias blooming. If that ain't right, you shouldn't have asked us.
That's all wrong. Sit down, Brother Rastus.
A jazz band goes with a Mississippi rag.
Not at all.
Well, the riverboat shuffle goes with feet that drag.
Ain't right, y'all. Now I'll tell you what goes with any good thing.
Tell us what goes with every good thing.
Up and down the river, all across the land. By more and more people, it's in great demand.
Oh, we know what goes with every good thing. Molson's Export Ale.
Ladies and gentlemen, Malt Liquor Man!
All right. That was timing, baby. That was beauty. Oh, man, a little minstrel. Nothing like a little minstrel show. Folks in Canada.
Speaking of Canadians,
hey, man, I don't care.
It's 3 hours.
There's only like three black guys up there, so what do they care? All right, yeah, Apple Cheeks Alice has joined us in the lounge. So, yeah.
Hey, Sweet Cheeks, I mean, what's up, girl?
And I mean that in the most sincere and loving way, ladies and gentlemen.
Both of you missed the Bruce conversation. Should we relive it?
You there, Malty? Come in, Malty.
Oh,
I
didn't see it. Stick me in. I want to ignore me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you the biggie. More Liquor Man! And the applause and everything. And...
No, I was just, I didn't know you clicked me in yet.
Ah. But, yeah, how'd you like that minstrel commercial there with the Molsons?
Yeah, I don't listen to anything on the show but myself.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. My bad.
That's right. I'm a diva. No, I was thoroughly offended, and I'm going to write a letter to Eric Holder, and he's going to come visit your town.
Thank you. Oh, speaking of which, there's all that shit with the guy. And, I mean, you know, no matter where you come down on this thing, what a bunch of bullshit, right? The shit
in
St. Louis.
Yeah, let's make some shit up and see how that plays.
I mean, it's crazy town over there. But, man,
yeah,
the thing that stood out for me in that whole thing was when our old pal, the Ryman man, Jesse Jackson, shows up. He's down there, you know, rhyming away.
Worse than him.
And then he starts hitting up the crowd for donations. And they turned
on
him.
They booed him out of town. Well, right.
That was awesome.
Now you got fucking,
that was
the best. Down there. I know how much Gumby loves down south.
Jesse got he got shown the door in St. Louis, man. That was great. You know, these jamokes, like, and the Rev, the Sharpton, they show up, and you know it's, jeez, you know.
Once that happens, you know what you fucked. It goes
in the middle. Holy jeez, they're here. Okay.
They're the equivalent of a rodeo clown. Fucking rodeo clown.
Yeah.
That's like David Duke showing up, you know? He's helping nothing, brother.
Exactly. It's similar, yeah.
Get on the first Amtrak.
Hey, wait a minute. You know, it's not like they show up to, like, calm things down. It's like, okay, let's inflame this situation. Hey, how about that? Throw some gasoline on this mother. See how fucking hot we can get it.
I'm totally ignoring everything you guys said. I just heard David Duke, and I heard Sharps and all that stuff. At least those people kind of, you know what they're about.
That's true.
It's the people that you don't know what's about. It's like, okay, David Duke, we know you're a fucking racist motherfucker. And you do have some points or whatever.
He's saying what everyone's thinking.
But at least you know what you get from him. He is who he is. It's the people that are like, hug you and they got a knife in your fucking back or the people you don't want to trust.
Yeah, but they don't go running down to make the situation worse. That's all these people do is they go down there and they fan the flames of ignorance and hatred. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
You know, let's not waste.
But on the other
stuff.
On the other side of the coin, the fucking police forces, they're out of control, man. They're out of fucking control. They've been getting these weapons, surplus weapons from the army.
Yeah, that
kind of
army
and shit.
It has for a while.
This is no good. You know.
I don't look. I don't.
And my advice, to those maddening crowds, the mobs. I wouldn't be looting and shit anymore, dude. They got tanks, motherfucker. They don't,
well, here's the deal. I know we discussed
man.
This. We discussed this before, and I know it pisses a lot of people off, but when a cop tells you to do something, just fucking do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't get in his face. Just do it. And if you got
yep.
a problem, deal
yep.
with it later. Get
swallow
it later.
Your pride, whatever you got, and just
that's
do what
right.
it says.
You don't want to get shot. You don't want to get tased. You don't want to get the fuck beat out of you.
Don't tase me, bro.
But yeah, I don't like the cops.
Okay,
I mean,
well, you know.
I don't like
right,
the cops having like an AR-15, but they don't need no fucking tanks and fucking. They don't need
no.
To dress
and,
like
and they don't know how to. They don't know how to handle those weapons like military people do.
Well, look,
yeah.
the difference is when you give a soldier a gun and you say point it that way and shoot, he can shoot anything in that area because it's all the enemies. When you get
yeah.
someone the gun, you come out the store, you just bought a pack of cigars. You're like, oh, I got me some fun. Bang, bang. You want to do it?
Yeah. Yep.
I know he loved them swisher sweets.
Yeah. They need to simmer down a little bit. A little simmer down. So anyway, this leads us into
the
next
picture is
portion.
That people are brainwashed. You know, everyone's all, you know, worried about the ice bucket challenge, which supposedly I'm supposed to do tomorrow or some shit. From
you got
to
do
kids
it
in my neighborhood.
Ooh. Nice.
And you know.
Yes.
My mom kind of died of something, like, really close to that. So I'm like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it. And they tried to get me the other day. You got so many hours. I'm going to do this on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
You tag me in that shit, and I'm going to tag it myself. Go ahead and try
T-shirt.
It. But you know what? It is. It's a distraction from what's really going on everywhere.
Well, sure
and
is.
They come up with all these little stupid things, and people are just follow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool, and. You know.
Everybody's doing that bucket thing.
Well, look,
everybody.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
fucking idiot.
I didn't
mean
to
idiot.
Wear a white beater with a bra that's going to show my nipples, and I did the
yes.
challenge.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but that was the
yeah.
nipples.
Yeah.
Tell a story. The rest of your nipples.
That was a triple.
Put that thing away.
That was a triple. Man, I don't even
you know
need
what?
To buy
I'm
it or not.
Hearing. It's like, how many people are actually donating? That's true.
I know. How many of them actually give the fucking money?
Well, they take
like,
your
well,
which shit or bill was passed at midnight, it was, you know, or anything. No one knows. Like, because they're all brainwashed by
like
bullshit.
I like to shut the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, well, Kim Kardashian is wearing a... corset that's going to make her fucking way skinnier. We'll read that.
I know. It's all a bunch of shit, man. There ain't no news on TV.
No, you're just far off. Hello.
All right, now, speaking of the news, speaking of the St. Louis thing, I wasn't going to play this for the 3 minutes, but since we brought it up and I will. How about that?
Oh, yeah, right. I just
there
played right
go.
Into it like a fucking fiddle.
It's... it's... Well, no, because there was another one. There was actually a choice. I'm going with this one. I'm going with my gut. Don't hate me. Don't be
all
a hater.
Right.
Don't be a hater. Because, again, it's not my doing. It's 3 minutes. I didn't do this. I'm the messenger. I'm not even the messenger. I'm just the guy. Here we go.
This here song be for Chimbal and shit. Chimbal.com, you know what I'm saying, dog? That right. Five is about to arrive.
fucked up life turned out. I like the chimp out. Cause I'm black, and that's fact. I gotta have my kids with that. Chimping out now. Chimping out, chimping out now. Chimping out, chimping out now. Chimping out, chimping out. Chimping out, chimping out now. Chimping out, chimping out now. Chimping out, chimping out now.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
And I'm on the highway to hell.
The views expressed on the 3 minutes you'll never get back are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio or the Grenache Network.
Grenache.
All right. Yeah.
You like that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we kid because we love, right? Haven't we always said that?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
But everybody simmered down, man. The cops got really big guns now. You don't want to fuck with them. Not worth it. They're not worth it, man. Stay home. Watch that black and white TV. You don't need a flat screen, man. There ain't nothing on anyway. Ah, okay. Oh, headlines. Shoot, I got to open up the headlines. What do we got? Here's a good one. Right off the bat. Man fakes own death to avoid marrying girlfriend. Huh? What do you think of that?
I can see that. I can see that. Hey,
you got to do
like
what you
got to
do, man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's this guy.
Oh my God! Some guy told her he was so depressed he wanted to die and threw himself in front of a car. it was too late. It was absolutely devastating and everything. But I guess she found out the truth, and she wasn't very happy. She called him a liar and a coward. I think he's a creative fucking gentleman myself. You know, I should have thought of that. My thinking about it. You know, I was dumb not to do that, if you know what I mean.
If there's doubt, don't.
Yeah, you know, when the red light goes off and the bell rings, look at that and pay attention, kids. That's my advice. Every time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Oh, this is weird fucking story. You know, because they had the one guy, beheading. We won't talk about that. That was gross and everything. I didn't watch it, thank God. Because But another fucking weird video, I guess. I haven't seen this video either, but it was these guys on a boat getting whacked. these guys are shooting these guys and they're laughing about it and whatever. And they found the video. It was found on an abandoned iPhone in a cab, a cell phone left in a cab, by a Fijian fisherman. This all took place over in Fiji, South Pacific. But what a weird thing, man, you know?
They gunned down a boat full of people?
Yeah, they gunned down five or six guys in a boat. Five mariners shot to death. I don't know whether their boat had wrecked or whatever, but anyway, these guys are shooting them and laughing and stuff in this video. And what a weird fucking world, man. That's another reason to hate those smartphones and shit. They're evil. They're gonna give you fucking brain tumors and people getting shot in the sea. Chaos.
There you go.
Next thing you know, you'll be getting shot in the sea, and then how funny will it be? Who's your messiah then? Okay. Oh man, I'll save that one for the last one. That's got last story written all over it there. Gee Willikers. Here's a good guy. This guy could be Douche Canoe of the Week. Butte, Montana. This guy, William McDaniel, called 911 about 10:30 p.m. Saturday night to report that he paid $350 for a private dance at the Sagebrush Sam's Erotic Dance Club, but did not receive the ending he had requested.
Wow, imagine that. Where was the ending is he wanted?
He is not a happy camper.
Uh-huh. No. They have his mugshot up here. The officers arrived at the strip club, and they told him that asking exotic dancers for sexual gratification was indeed against the law. So he was arrested and charged with solicitation.
So $5 doesn't get you everything.
Hey, he said he paid $350, though. I'd be a little... You know, if I didn't make Mr. Happy for $350, come on, man. That's,
he's just lucky the cops didn't arrive in tanks. That's right. Like a SWAT team. What shit's going on now?
Oh, man. Here we go. This is just a rumor. But the Donald Sterling guy, you know, that lost his ownership of the team and everything.
Really, a black man?
No. the girlfriend that ratted him out, so now she's saying he's gay, and she was his beard. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't figure. Made up.
I know. I know.
That one I don't get the... I don't. You do?
No,
huh?
There's no freaking way.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's gay nowadays, ain't they?
Yeah,
everyone's gay.
We're all gay.
How do you boo-boo
say? Geeky yourself, Jeff.
Yeah.
Come here, I'll show you how gay I am.
Well, thank you.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
All the young dudes.
That one always made me think, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
There you go.
I see. Boo-boo poo. That everyone's a little stupid, too. It's a kapuya, kapuya.
All right. Here we go. Oh, by the way, we have a caller on the line. I don't know who that is. But hang on, because we need players for the game.
Yeah.
We got, I don't know if that's Homer or whoever it is, you're getting drafted. And we'd like one of the gals, preferably, but one of the guys is also welcome to call in and play Who Dat Possum, coming up shortly, right here on Friday Night Possum. It's like a
Who's
real radio.
There?
Huh? haven't played this in a while.
I'm going to be it. We're starting all over. The record, you know, whole new Magilla.
Huh?
I already had my dude picked out. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. We've knocked the bugs out of this thing. All right.
So you let us know it's a guy already.
Hmm? I did?
You said you
mean
got
that
the
in
dude
pejorative
picked out.
Okay, could be a dudette. I'd say he was 7 foot tall and played basketball. Shit. I'll just shut up. Anyway, another bizarre story. A woman accused this guy of stalking her, right? He drives past her house every fucking day. She says to this guy, she points the camera in his face and says, "Stop stalking me. Don't ever stalk me again." But the thing is, it's her mailman, see? And, yeah. He's really got no other choice but to drive past.
So
I'll put the link to
it. Yeah, it's not a federal crime.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... You judge for yourself whether this is made up or real, but... Either way, it's
okay.
Humorous. You know.
I believe it.
It's funnier than
it.
Donald Sterling being gay, obviously. And being stiffed by a lap dance. Eh, I should end it on that. But, let's see. Where are we at here? Sunday night. Everybody set your clocks for a supermoon meteor shower. This Sunday.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay. No, that's an old news. That's an old link. That was like 2 weeks ago. Never mind.
Okay, forget that.
The supermoon meteor shower. Meteor shower's over. If you missed it, sorry for you. Sorry for you. Here's a cool thing. You know, our good friends at Monsanto, who actually we're negotiating for them to be our sponsor. They're going to make millions off this Ebola thing. You know, it's going to be a real payday for them. Yeah.
Oh, there's a new thing now, too, that 13 people died, and they had, like, a fever in Africa.
Ugh.
And then they, like, puked up some black shit and died.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what it is.
That's what we need, a nice pandemic. There's a footage.
I'm ready to go.
That'll keep our eyes off the prize. No, we're not changing clocks. We're not changing clocks.
Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't listen to what I'm saying, man. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Agenda 21.
I think that's the basic point.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I'm not even at my computer right now, and I already can feel that we need to do something else because we're, like,
losing the audience? Losing the audience?
Yep.
Okay, let's end it then.
I'm not even
let's
in front of my
here we go.
Computer. I'm making
a woman allegedly.
Don't worry, we're fine.
A woman allegedly beats the man who farted in her face. How about that, huh?
All right, good for
her.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
She's lying on a couch. He went over and farted in her face. She beat the shit out of him.
Hey, beat him to death.
Nah, that's
his
death.
There you go.
To show you.
That ain't right.
Yeah. Hey, call in for the game, somebody. We need
a. That's right. You may want to preach
Daddy
the Ebola.
Daddy G will fart in your face.
That's right.
And then you'll have a lawsuit to beat the arse to everybody. There it is.
Don't stop me. Thank you.
Now, back to our show.
Absolutely back to our show, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that.
I was digging it, man. More cheese. I like cheese.
You like the cheese song?
I like cheese.
I was looking. I had an ELO song. I was looking for that. I was running out of time, man. I had to hit something, you know.
Yeah, what
with
there
the
you
cheese.
Go. I was digging it. And also, there was a German word in that one, too. She's number nine. We're learning German on the show today.
Dr. Nine. Oh, you know what? It's Friday. Don't forget, it's Friday. So we have a polka.
Oh, yeah.
Decker's dance party.
Oh, cool.
And Friday Frank.
Oh.
The comic.
Shit. And a game.
And
that's
no,
cool.
It's a
and the
whole
game.
Lot
no
of
more
station,
cheese songs.
Man.
Yeah. Okay, so we need one more caller. Who do we? Let's see who we have on the line here now. I'm sorry, the switchboard's acting up, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, if you like cheese.
Welcome to Friday Night Cheese. You're on. Skype caller.
Yeah, this here is the toilet guy.
It's who? Is this Homer?
This is the toilet guy. Yeah, this is the
toilet guy.
Area code 6.
Okay, toilet
guy.
Yeah. 661, toilet guy. Okay,
does
toilet guy. You want to play the game with
the toilet
guy? Yeah, he sounds like he's calling from the toilet. That's why he's the toilet
guy. Wow.
Yeah, I am indeed calling from the
Bluetooth,
toilet.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's tickling the
toilet. Well, he wouldn't.
He's
yeah, otherwise, he wouldn't be toilet.
Sad
guy.
News to say.
Okay.
My wife left me yesterday because she caught me looking at pumpkin porn.
That's
a bummer. Dr. Sulu.
A little bit.
I think he's related. His second cousin's twice removed.
He's a Sulu from Israel. He's Julu.
Julu.
I just put call in. I just put in their call in. I should make it, for the love of God, please call in. Okay? That's what I really... That's what I really
did. You guys ever hear of a Jew Fro?
A who?
A
Jew Fro hairstyle.
No. Jew Fro.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jew Fro. That's what
Jews
get.
This kid's got a Jew Fro. And I'm like,
a Jew Fro.
That's what the Jewish kids get. They grow it out, and it just grows into like this big, messy, you know, white guy.
It's like the front's like kind of weird.
Like if Greg Brady let his hair grow out when he was a kid, he'd have a Jew Fro.
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
No, it's
oh, by the way,
door.
Malt Liquor Man, I must
what?
Say, jolly good laughs last Monday night when we kept posting
yes.
those death pictures.
Oh,
those were quite good. Anson Williams, hilarious.
And then Laura Bacall goes and dies. Stupid bitch.
Yeah,
well, how that started was I was playing Millionaire, you know, like I do on the Facebook, and they have a little chat room, you know, a little chat under there. You can chat while you're playing. And some girl kept saying, rest in peace, Brian Williams. And they kept saying, no, it's Robin Williams. She goes, no, Brian. I just saw it on TV, you know. Then I said, I laughed or said, ha-ha, and I said, no, she said, rest in peace, Brian Williams. I said, and Robin, too. And she said, you are a beatard. Because if you said bastard, they'd get admonished by the Millionaire people. You can't say cuss words. So that's when I said, oh, Brian Williams. He's dead.
Isn't that what those 4chan terms, a beatard?
A beatard?
And Brian Williams is a funny guy.
Are you a
beatard
with
Rock?
A Jew Fro?
I am a Jew.
Whoever InfoWars Possum is, I want to know who it is.
Well, we need another player.
Yeah, we do need another player.
I need a good laugh. I go to listen to Alex Jones videos. I need to laugh.
Yeah, he gives crazy conspiracy nuts a bad name.
He's
really
a retard.
Hey, you guys want to do the dance? We could do the dance, and we got to get
a
caller.
Is
all
it
right,
well,
you
get,
Brenda Joe, we haven't heard from you in a month of Sundays. Maggie C could call in. We've got Daddy G. Aaron Ayers, Quickie, one of you guys. Call in, man. All right, and then let's wiggle.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I know you dig the twist, but you ain't dug nothing until you dig this, the wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow! The wiggle, waggle, wiggle, 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 waggle, woo! Let's wiggle, wow! The wiggle, waggle, wiggle, let's wiggle.
You gotta love when they come with their own applause.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry about that. We have a area code 423 is on the line, though.
Okay. Right, I need some marijuana.
Out in all that area code.
Who do we have here? Area code 423.
There you go.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, we got you, Looney Toilet guy, right?
It's Ellen DeGeneres.
What'd you hear?
Oh, nothing.
I heard you was one bad mofo. Cocksucker!
There you go.
All right. There he is. All right. Ted, why are you growling at me, man? All
right. Ted wants to play the game.
Who's on the line?
We got
who's on the line? Are you over?
Get out of my way.
Is that Aaron on the line? Who's 423?
What's the number?
423. Oh. Hold on, I got to get Ted a treat here. He's not going to leave me alone.
Good dog.
Professional radio, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, I'll tell you, briefly, I'll go over the rules of the game. I will give you an initial of some celebrated person. Huh? May or may not be a dude. And there you go, Ted. And then each of the players will ask me a question, a yes or no question, about the person, trying to get their identity. And if they get a yes answer, they can ask another question or guess the identity of the possum. So, and you can also play in the chat room, but please be nice to me, man. I'm trying to really... The game needs some work, man, and we need your help.
Indeed.
All right, Ford says he can't wake people. Okay, we lost that caller, whoever you were. All right, we really got to play with Toilet
Come
Guy?
Come on, I'm calling somebody.
You're going to make us play with Toilet Guy? Come on.
Don't be a scared.
Yeah, you gotta play with the toilet guy.
Toilet guy? This is what you're doing to me here?
Julu. Julu the toilet guy.
Julu.
Julu. Lovely. Now we're going to get all the girls to call in with that.
Oh, man.
Tonight's episode, For the Love of God.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
No! They hung up. Son of a bitch.
Oh, jeez, oh, Pete.
Hey, Bethann's here.
Pete Christ.
Hey, Bethann, say it, call in and save the show, man. You
Yay,
know?
Bethann!
Yeah.
Come on.
Call in.
We're
call
like
in and
Lucy
save
and Ethel stomping on grapes. Come on, girl.
I'd be stomping on my grapes.
Right,
the number is 347-308-8251.
I thought that was toilet guy again. That's the toilet guy. Okay, area code 423. You're on Friday night.
Again?
Can't get anybody to call in. Yeah.
423,
you're back.
No.
Here's 586.
I bring my Nana Silva to
586. I know that one.
Okay, 586. Are you real or stupid?
He's real.
Apparently stupid. They're gone. What's the number?
Oh, 8A. That was 8A. I know it.
Oh, man. Shoot. All right, what about Friday Frank? You want to Friday Frank it?
Yeah, Friday Frankus.
Friday Frankus? All right. Now, somebody call in. Quickie or Aaron Ayers? No, let's do a quickie. Here's a quickie.
Yeah, I think Quickie should. He kind of owes us.
Call, Quickie! Call! Annette's got the hits or tits or something like that. All right. Are you real? Are you here to play the game? Area code 919.
There we go. It's for
it's
real.
Toilet boy.
I don't believe you're
it's
toilet boy.
It's roughly another toilet.
It's and not.
Is this Quickie? Is this Quickie? Easy,
quickie.
Easy toilet boy.
It
quickie,
is.
Okay, all right.
All right, Quickie.
All right. And 586, you can listen in, but no, I'm going to click you off.
It's
no, is it really?
Yeah,
what's that?
It's Aaron Ayers.
586
yeah.
is? Oh, well, call back in, dude.
It's
I thought
a
you
Michigan
were a Confederate.
Number.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I boinked you.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, well, what do you Well, I'd like to spend another half hour trying to set up the game, but let's go ahead and play.
Pretty awesome.
You guys got to kind of refresh me on the...
Okay. Yeah, you ask a yes or no question, and then you get a yes, you can continue. You get a no, you gotta you lose your turn. That's basically it.
Okay.
All right, there he is. Is this Aaron Harris? Aaron Harris,
yes,
is this you,
is.
Pal? All right.
All right.
Now we have
all
a quorum,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. We have a game. Right.
Damn, there's a delay.
Two new callers.
All right.
Cool.
All right, all right. New callers. Should
all
we mix Toilet Boy?
Console of
yeah.
The game.
Should we let Toilet Boy play or should we... Scotch man.
Let him finish
this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
need
a lot more beer after this. Come on, get it going.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, here
come
we go.
On, yeah. Let's go.
All right, now I'm it. I'm gonna
That's
open up.
Go.
I actually before the show. You know what we had to do in next time. You know, hook it up with these people to call in ahead of time because we wasted like 15
yeah.
minutes trying to get people
yeah.
to call. All
much.
Right,
yeah.
Here we go. Ladies first, the letter of the person I am thinking of, or the possum, is S. S.
As
in
the possum?
Sugar and salt and...
Then shut up.
Shut up. The lovely Reverend Wendy, you are up first.
Are you Italian?
Italian.
Wow.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna say no. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Are you?
There's an outside chance. I'd have to go to NMDB for that info. I think. Hold on. I'm gonna be official about. I mean, we waited this long, right?
Oh, you don't need to be that thorough. Just go.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see.
Yeah, I'm all with it.
Sure.
All right.
The name doesn't sound Italian.
No. Okay. I have confirmation. Not Italian. Okay. On to Malt Liquor Man. Malty. You're up.
Are you Italian?
Hello. Thank you very much.
Are you a comedian?
Comedian, yes.
Alright.
Man, you nailed that early.
Were you on Saturday Night Live?
Ooh.
No.
No?
So. Nope. Definitely not as a regular, and I don't believe ever showed up there. All right, next up is Toilet Boy.
All right, are you a female?
No, I'm not a female. Hey, courtesy flush, dude. Courtesy flush. All right,
I'm taking selfies of your poop.
Which one of you guys is 919? That's Quickie, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, Quickie, my old pal, you got a question? Yes or no question? About a person
yeah.
with a comedian with the S, a male comedian with the S initial.
Oh, it's from Canada? Did we establish that?
Nah, we never said that.
Oh, really?
You could ask
that. Could be your question.
is he Canadian?
He is not Canadian, sir. Sorry.
Or Canadian.
All right, next
chat.
Up. No, next up is AA, Aaron Ayers. AA, double RON, QRSTUV.
Is his first name Steven?
Well, you can't really ask that question. That's a direct question on the name. You can't ask a direct question on the name. You know, that's be a yes or no question.
Yeah, the trick is to get the
name. It's a direct question. I'm
Are you
the name.
Steven?
Why can't I say is his first name Steven?
Well, you can't ask. Well, what? You know, You have to get a yes or no.
Why don't you just ask what's his name?
you can't ask what his name is until you get a yes on
it. Does his first name start with S-T-E?
No. I don't think you're catching on here.
It does not.
It's okay. It's all right, dude. I'm happy you called in, man. God bless you. You know, God bless us all. God bless us one and all. Gumby. Finally.
Gumbo. All right. Are you a black man?
I am not black, sir. I am not black.
All right.
All right, back to the top. The lovely Reverend Wendy.
Are you sure?
Am I short?
You know, I just got
Are
it
you?
Now. I always get it after my turn.
I would say more
Shut
short
up,
than
Dr.
Paul. I'll give you a yes on that. I'll let you go.
More short than Paul.
Yeah.
I got the curve. I get that. They didn't help me.
Oh, Beth Ann likes your voice quick.
Are you on
it's not
TV?
Am I on what?
TV.
Am I on TV? Yes, sure. On TV.
Are you famous for being on TV?
yes, famous for being on TV, amongst other things.
This was difficult.
Are you married?
Let me tell you. Yes, I am married. Unfortunately.
Are you from New York?
Okay, Homer's got a... What's that?
Are you from New York?
Am I from New York? No, I'm not from New York.
No.
So far we've got S, male, yeah. We have no clue.
Yeah, not Italian. Not Italian. Comedian. Male. Not Canadian. Not Steve. And he's not black.
But it
he's on TV.
But
it starts with an
S.
Okay. Malt Liquor Man, you're up, pal.
Are you alive?
Yes, I am alive.
Oh, it's a male, and he's alive.
And I don't have it.
I am alive. And kicking.
Wow. That's, you're getting...
I should have guessed.
I thought it was Kinnison.
That's what
I did, but he's not short, so that was
there he is.
Yeah, he
is. He's shorter than a pirate.
Yeah,
kid.
Kinnison's real short.
He was short.
Well, he's real nothing right now. All right.
Yeah. Not a common trait. Smoking daisies. He is.
Yeah, Kinnison was short. He was like a baked potato with a head, dude.
Okay, Malty. I'm alive. What else you got for me? You got a guess?
No, I don't. Now I'm gonna have to go with the question. Not Steve. So that fucking. That's a lot of comedians named Steve.
This is fucking. Yeah, Steve's out. Steve's out of the running.
You're gonna love this when you hear it, man.
Not Steve.
Not Steve.
Are you still working?
Yeah. I would bet. I mean, like, probably not a lot, but show up occasionally. Gives you a clue I'm getting up there. You know.
Man, I'm stumped. Fucking, because
there's
so many damn comedians named Steve.
It ain't Steve. There's no Steve.
I know.
That's Steve.
That's that blows out of the water.
Not Steve. All right. Was that a no? Did you get a no on that? What? Or are you still asking?
Nah, I got a question, but I'm trying to think of something good that I'm trying to help out.
Yeah, this one's
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Have you ever started a sitcom? Are you a sitcom actor?
Have you ever starred in a sitcom? No. Not starred in a sitcom. Sitcom? No.
That's old news. That's right. All my questions.
Toilet boy.
Nothing.
Toilet boy.
I hate
you. Do you have a question?
You're giving me nothing.
Hello, toilet boy. Do you have a question, or is that just a bowel movement?
No.
Well, let's skip Toilet Boy and go on to Quickie. Quickie?
Oh, come on, Quickie. Do it. It.
That sitcom thing kind of rushed me.
No one knows what's going on. Come on, do
Isn't
it.
This fun? Isn't this fun?
It is fun. Come on. Come on, Quickie. Solve it.
Is your were you part of SCTV?
No.
Ooh, good one.
Hey, good question.
No, sir, I was not. Hey, Aaron.
I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing.
Skip. Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
Oh, hold on. Like, I'll guess.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right,
so,
sure.
No, I'm not. Move on, dude.
I like your decisiveness, sir. Gumby, Professor, sir, save this game. Come on, I know you can get
I
this.
I have
one.
No idea. But were you a neighbor, a funny neighbor in a sitcom?
No. No.
No, not with that. That was a throwaway question anyway. I had no idea.
You were thinking of
you're gonna kill your. You're gonna hit yourself in unison. Reverend Wendy. Round three. Reverend Wendy, save this thing. You can do it.
Oh, fuck. Are you in the movies?
Yes, I've been in the movies. Not a whole ton of them. Done a few.
More than one, okay.
Yeah, a couple. But that's not really my forte. That's not what I'm known for.
Oh, shut up.
Have you ever hosted the Emmys?
Oh, gosh, no. No. Not an Emmy host. Absolutely none. I don't even know if he's allowed in the building. All right. Quickie. Malty. Malty, you're up, sir.
Am I really great? Were you ever on Mad TV?
I don't think so. I highly doubt that.
Oh! Come on!
Okay.
Why did you
Quickie.
Did you become famous initially for being on Saturday Night Live?
No, sir.
That was it.
No, sir. Don't believe I've ever even been on the thing. AA.
That's a good clue.
You got one now?
No.
No.
I know who it is.
It's
I know
okay.
Who it is, too.
Oh,
Gumby,
you
Gumby.
Know who it is? Go to her, let her solve it. Let's like, yay, celebrate. Get this over with. Come on, go to Wendy.
Okay,
I
don't know
Gumby?
For sure. No, I'm
Gumby. Let Gumby go.
I'm going to pass and let it go right to Wendy because I have no idea.
All right.
No,
we
flip
the cards.
Oh, maybe I do.
Dude,
don't
worry.
Right.
On the worst
does
possible.
His,
come
does
on.
His mother, does his father own a comedy store?
No, not that guy.
Okay.
No,
it's
not Pauly Shore.
Buddy.
Okay.
No.
It's not
Tim.
I know who it is.
Okay, Wendy.
Wendy, bring it out, baby.
I'm
going
to go with
Shatner.
Round four. What?
I'm
going to
go with Shatner.
Well, you can't guess, and it's not Shatner.
He's not black. He's not Italian. He's never been on Saturday Night Live. For real, he had every show on.
Saturday Night Live. What are you talking about? Shatner's host. It was classic.
Oh, shit. You said to me, even say.
Now, okay, so. All right, Malty, you going to wrap this baby up?
I'm going to bring it home. Do you sing funny songs?
Okay. Nah.
Well, come on.
Do you sing funny songs?
Funny songs. No, I don't.
Funny songs.
So it's not our
I ran a doodle space.
No, it's not our fault.
This is the last
damn.
Round, man. Quickie. Am I going to stump the panel, Quickie?
Do
you have like a like televised radio program?
A radio program?
Did you ask? Yeah, televised radio program.
Televised radio program. No.
Oh, okay. Hey, that was a good guess.
Oh my God! Somebody solve us all.
Oh, Howard Stern. No, he's not. He's not funny.
Howard Stern. I thought we already determined that the first initial was S, right?
No, A is one initial is S.
Yeah, one of them.
It could be like what he goes for, like how Seinfeld. It would
be
like
an S. The one he's most identifiable. Oh, good night, GT. Sleep well, my pal. Hey, you got one for us? This is the last shot, man. This is the last round.
It ain't happening, dude. I'm a loser.
Okay.
And I'm happy with it.
You are not.
Gumby? Gumby?
This one, I've won twice before. I don't need to win anymore.
Gumby, am I flipping all the cards here?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Boy, you guys are going to hate me. You guys are going to hate me.
What do you mean, Gary Shandling?
It's Shecky Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Who is it?
Shecky Green. Shecky Green.
Shecky Green.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Nobody does.
I don't
knows.
Believe any of us know who that is.
But fun nonetheless. I'm hanging up the phone. Love you guys. Bye.
What is this?
Me, you, and Malty are playing the only ones that know Shecky Green.
Groupie sales.
I know. And you're lucky I only
this
know because I'm
something everybody
combat.
Fucking kind of knows. Uh-huh.
I thought everybody knew Shecky Green.
What the fuck is...
You never heard of Shecky?
Shecky, you're talking to the ladies that never heard of John C.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the only way I can redeem myself.
You need to just not be it no more.
You should ban from
cake,
it.
Cake needs a polka. I need a polka. I think we all, after that.
Yeah,
need a
I mean,
polka.
That's the fun
round
of the game. After that, who the fuck is
good
that?
Good gravy, maybe.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi. And
Shecky.
I'm Sam Shmengi. And we are the Happy Wanderers.
I was young, my father was my hero. In my eyes he hung the moon, the other dads were zeros. Peek-a-boo and hide-and-seek, oh, the games we played. But there was one game that he loved I quickly learned to hate. I was sitting by the TV, having milk and zingers, when dad walked in, said, "Come here, arm, come on, boy, pull my finger." I went ahead and did it, I didn't know no better. Now mom tells me that I came to a good 12 hours later. Oh, the paint was steel, the doors were warm, the fumes could make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal crawled up his leg and died. You could use 10 pounds of potpourri, that awful scent would linger. We cleared the room and none too soon when dad said, "Pull my finger." Dilly beer and hard-boiled eggs at each and every meal. Baked beans and sauerkraut, that man had bowels of steel. Imagine what the price we paid because he ate that crud. We couldn't take him anywhere for fear he'd launch a scud. Now we saw Reba McEntire, the queen of country singers. We all asked for autographs, but Dad said, pull my finger. She went ahead and did it. She didn't know no better. Her makeup melted off her face. I think that that upset her. Oh, the paint would peel, the doors would roar, perfumes could make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal dogged up, disliked, and died. You could use 10 pounds of potpourri, that awful stench would linger. They cleared the room, and none too soon, when that said, pull my finger. Here we go! Dad would say, it wasn't me, I knew he was a liar. He said, there's an elephant under my recliner. He'd even say, it was the dog, how could he try to blame it? We never even had a dog, if we did, we never named it. Now you can call them pooters, barking spiders, squeaky stinkers. And shame on you if you should say, come here once, pull my finger. Don't you go and do that, now don't be getting cocky. You could push too hard and end up with a lowdown in your jockeys. Oh, the paint would peel, the doors would roar, the fumes could make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal crawled up his leg and died. You could use 10 pounds of potpourri, that awful stench would linger. We cleared the room and none too soon was dead, just pulled my finger. Oh, the paint would peel, the doors would roar, the fumes could make you cry. It smelled like some wild animal. We cleared the room and none too soon when Dad said, pull my finger.
Hey!
All right.
That was really risky for you to play that. There, you're a hypocrite.
I live on the edge.
That was some apparently.
Who's this? Who on the phone here?
Who dat possum? Absolutely fucking nobody.
Nobody. Oh, well. It was nice, though. You know, it was, we had a moment.
Somebody.
It was a Shecky Green kind of a thing. He's bipolar. He's bipolar.
I am too now, thanks. Oh, you just snorted. That means you're getting a buzz. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Get that right, baby.
Now you can let that fucking 20 inches of hair down. You lost the game, just signed in. What the fuck ever? Fuck off.
Oh, shoot. Well, how are we going to top that next week? I mean, come on. It's pretty awesome.
I think next week's game should be Russian roulette.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Cyber Russian roulette. I like
that. Yeah, we'll play Russian roulette. Everyone go out and get a .45 caliber pistol. Put one bullet in.
No. Nah, the police will come shoot us soon enough. We don't need to force the issue. And I'd like to thank Quickie and AAAARON for playing the game tonight. Thanks, guys.
I thought he was
alright.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. You saved the game. And also like to thank Toilet Boy for playing.
He was flushed with answers.
Most excellent. All right. Oh, man. Hey, man, we've almost wasted a whole 2 hours. How cool is that?
Wasted? I don't know about
that. I'm wasted. You aren't wasted yet? You ain't been doing it right.
Not yet. It's only been 2 hours.
Shoot, man. Oh, man. I got 7 hours in the chair tomorrow, man. Not looking forward to that.
I'll keep you up all
night. Is that
some
sort of sex chair?
All day and all of the night. Do.
Wednesday, 9 straight hours in the chair. 9 hours in the chair, man. Unprecedented. I've never done it 9 straight. That was crazy town, man.
Wow.
I am.
I must be
like a superhero caricature man. You know?
Yeah, wear a cape. Will help.
And I'm drawing
wear
dogs tomorrow, so that's a fun
You're
day.
Dogs?
7 hours. 7 hours of drawing fucking dogs.
It's a good thing. They're way cuter than most people.
Oh, man.
Draw me like you do them French ladies.
Oh, well, not looking really forward to that. But it's close by. It's not a long drive. And I don't think I'm going to have to walk 2 miles on campus to find the fucking thing. So it'll be a plus. Today when I was trying to find that place, and I had to walk the mile and a half to get to the place, right when I get to the building, I step in this big fucking thing of mud in my new sneakers.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, cry
like,
me a river.
Yeah, but it's just like, that is icing on the cake, baby.
I would feel
baby.
Bad for
you, know?
You, but you called
Thank
them
you
sneakers,
that.
So I know they weren't expensive, so.
$50
the bitches off, you'll be good.
50 bones.
What's he supposed to wear, Gucci sneakers or something? Like a puffer?
I got the Reeboks. Reeboks, man. Tenors. What do you want to call them?
Athletic shoes.
I don't know if I trust anyone wearing sneakers. They're
you call
too
them
sneaky.
Kickers.
I always,
too sneaky. I always wear my penny loafers when I'm in my shorts. It looks so
funny. There you go.
When you're robbing a bank, you just wear your
and
penny
I put,
loafer.
I put my pennies right in there, and I do a little dance. My favorite shoes are loafers.
Yeah, it kind of matches your personality.
That's right,
because
I'm a heel.
And
I'm a heel
for your soul or not.
You got some soul, that's right. All right, well, we better do, if we want to do Friday Frank, we better do that now.
Yes, Friday Frank.
We want
this was
to,
a discovery of Professor R.J. Gumby.
Oh, okay.
A new Friday Frank. Friday Frank Lee Sims.
Boogie Reels low winner.
for no one else but Jiggity. He'll hang your boogie real slow and he'll hang your boogie real slow and he'll hang your boogie real slow and
oh, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Frank. Good thing it was a quickie Friday, Frank, you know, because we don't...
It's good.
We're burning daylight here.
Yeah. Chucky Green.
I'd like to thank everybody. We had a great audience tonight. Yeah, I'm sorry about Chucky Green. I thought everybody knew Chucky Green. Like,
oh, yeah.
Man, in 1926,
he ain't fucking worked since 1969.
Everyone knows who
Chucky
Green is.
Chucky Green?
Let's check out Chucky on IMDb.
Alive.
Yeah,
he's one of the Boris Belt's bad boys.
Everyone born in the 20s knows who they
are. All right. I apologize. I thought, boy, I'll stump him with this, but, boy, I did stump him with that.
Yeah, he ain't done nothing since 2006, brother.
Really, 2006?
That's what it says on his IMDb.
That ain't too bad.
All right. He's been working out in the clubs. He's in the clubs. In fact, there was just a big brouhaha recently. He got kicked out of the Friars Club because I think it was Gilbert Gottfried pissed him off, and he thought Gilbert went over the line and he told everybody to kiss his ass and he walked out of the Friars. This was just recently, so yeah, he's still around. I think Gilbert's funny myself. I think Shecky's being a square, but what are you gonna do?
I can only take so much of Gilbert Gottfried before I want to squeeze his fucking head.
I agree. Small doses, though, can be funny as shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not funny making fun of people getting killed in the ovens in World War II. That shit don't make me laugh.
Does
make me laugh.
Hogan's Heroes right there, you know.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, Carson.
Don't fuck with
Carson
Hogan's Heroes. Gilbert's okay, but you got to take him a little
bit. What's up with that, man? MeTV, they're showing, they took off F Troop, but they kept Hogan. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. F Troop, much better show.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. F Troop was a horrible show.
But I guess they got more Hogan's episodes. We
got
to get out of here, man. The show's like almost over.
I just got one quick question. How come F Troop used white people for Indians? What the fuck's up with that?
They were one of the lost tribes of Israel, the Hekali.
Oh, that's right. They're the Hekali tribe, right?
Yeah. They were lost in the desert. They looked around. They said, "Where the Hekali?"
Did they have Jufro?
Originally, it's Hekali.
Where the fuck are we? That's right. They were supposed to be the Hekalis.
Uh huh.
Right. They had to change it for TV.
Clean
it up for TV.
Joke with the writers.
Right. Well, actually, in real life, they were the Hekalis.
Yep.
I know it was insensitive to Daddy G, but it was funny, too. I should save it. You know.
Look,
see,
they
Paul Eagle
they
on
love.
The show was funny. You know, Crazy Cat. And whatever. Wendy, what you drinking, baby?
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, nice. Molson Golden over here.
Made from scratch.
Did you put lemon juice in it?
No.
Celery stick?
It's a liquid.
I had a Bloody
salad.
Mary. I had a Bloody Mary Thursday morning. It was awesome. It is the best hangover cure on the planet. Bar none.
Hey, how's your homemade V8 doing?
It was not bad. Could have been spicier. Molson Golden. But, I'm going to try to get... in fact, I need to go to market and get more veggies. I want to plan to do that every morning. On a V8 motherfucker. Maybe even V9. Live a little.
That's V9?
You know? Oh, yeah.
Plan 9? from outer space?
V9 from outer space.
V9 from outer space.
Thanks for coming, everybody. You all rock.
Well, we got a roadie.
Heineken coming up next. Yay!
Most right. Golden. Hey, Scotty, energize.
Oh, wow.
Everybody.
I got a song that I've got to sing. Well, I got a bell that I've got to ring. I got a whole lot of things, baby, I've got to do, but I've got to have one more shot at loving you. Well, I got the words that I need to say, and I got to live just a few more days. 'Cause as long as I'm breathing, baby, I ain't through, but I gotta have one more shot at loving you. One more shot, one more shot, one more shot at loving you. Topic of cars and trees. I think I'm going to do cars and trees. Cars and trees. Cars and trees. On the interstate. Cars don't like trees. If you're trying to plant a tree in the middle of the road, please don't do it. It won't be cool. And if your tree, you don't like cars driving in the middle of the forest where there isn't any road. Cars and trees. Cars and trees. That's something that shouldn't happen unless it's Christmas Eve. Then maybe if there's a tree in the back of your car, that makes more sense. I hope you decorate it. Called Cars and Trees. I made it up right now.
Can you believe he made that up on the spot? Seriously.
I never would have guessed.
You must have a hell of a fuse.
my pal.
Yeah,
our
wow.
good friend.
Yeah, that's thrilling.
Awesome Hall of Famer. Art Paul Schlosser. He sent that to me today, as a matter of fact.
Good. Very good.
God bless him,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Art.
Friend of the show. Who, you know, what other podcasts have a famous television personality that sends them songs just for the show? Doesn't even charge me the $1.99. I get them for free.
That's because you're super host.
What can I say? You know, we, you know, I really miss Lamparts the most during the game. You know, he was always a go-to guy. He'd call in, do the funky question, we'd move on. You know, I don't know. Thanks to Eric. I thought Quickie, when he's sober, he's pretty good at the game. He had legs tonight. According to my notes, Aaron Ayers bailed out after the first round, so not so much. pass, and pass. Okay, but I appreciate him calling. I appreciate everybody calls in. And like I say, maybe next week we should con a couple people ahead of time into calling in so we don't have to horse around for 10 minutes begging people to call in.
We could try it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe get the Beth Ann or the Brenda Joe or somebody nice.
No, we're dancing.
But regardless, Shecky Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Shecky Green, folks.
No!
You know what we need to do? We need to put a picture of Shecky Green and John Cleese in the
hall. I don't know if they do it. When they're in our fall, I'm fucking done.
Well, I forgot Shecky Green already.
I'm the Motor City ghetto on somebody. I'm so fucking
good. You can't help it if you never heard of some dude from 1957.
No. Come on, man. Shecky. He's synonymous.
I want a picture of Shecky Green and John Cleese in the Hall of Fame. Those are my votes. But that's going to be the Reverend Wendy wing.
Shecky's a madman.
You know the Cro-Mags, the punk rock version from 86?
Was his name Shecky?
Look, and you're telling us about stuff that's a fucking punk from 86. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there was
a
great article.
That a long time ago.
Well, you know who I was thinking of? No, I was thinking of it until I thought you said he was white.
Oh,
I was thinking it was Slappy White.
I'm not even getting gumby about
Slappy White.
Your people would never
guess
that.
That's who I was thinking.
We're like, who?
That would have been a great team, Slappy and Shecky. Shecky and Slappy.
I immediately thought of Steve Martin. That was my first thought. That's why I asked comedians.
Yeah, but you said
Slippy
you're
and Slappy.
I was with Slappy, so I was on the
you're
same page.
You're bending the shafts. You're bending the shafts. Anyway. Slappy. Mr. You know, well, we had fucking, what,
Shecky,
you think
it's the green dude and it's animated?
Yeah, they based it on Shecky, Shrek. They were going to call it Shrecky, and then a lawsuit, and so they said no.
Yeah, I know. Fucking lawyers.
It's Shrek. It's a litigious world we live in.
We should have blew up lawyers tonight. It ruined the whole
thing. Let's get them. Let's get them while they're not looking. What haven't they ruined? You know, what haven't they fucking ruined?
The ability to sue for no reason.
Well, there is that. There is that.
I don't know how certain people can get away with shit. There was this dude, he got fucking... he was 20 years old. It was like on Yahoo or something. I first signed in when my internet came back on. So he got 20 years old, armed robbery, kidnapping, something else. He didn't, like, murder no one or rape no one. He got 98 years in prison. So they fucked up and they let him out and said, yeah, you're all right to go. So it's been 6 years since he's been in prison. So he got married, he had a couple kids, got a job. He's been, like, living his life right. And they call him up and they're like, hey, we fucked up. You had to, like, 98 years. You weren't supposed to be out, you know? And
no.
So they're like, well, that's cruel and unusual punishment. You're supposed to be able to, the whole, you know, thing of putting, you know, incarcerating
someone
is it.
Sure.
Right, and be able to reform them. He's been, like, fine. So they're, like, trying to appeal it and do whatever.
Oh,
and I'm just thinking to myself, like, you gotta be kidding me.
Like, there ain't enough assholes in prison, you know, already. Jesus.
Don't leave your house, folks. That's
he did, I think,
course.
6 years
no
before he got out. You know, so he was like 26 or 28 when he got out, and then been like kosher for like 6 years. But it's,
you
like
know, and all the,
one
all the shit
person
that goes through the cracks.
That, depending where you're at, one person could have got like 2 to 5. One person in a different state could have got 5 to 10. Like 98 years for robbing the gas station when you're 20 and then like tell
right.
someone they have to go in the back room and consider it kidnapping. It's really not worth 98 years when you're 20. Well, if you're in a different state, it might be 2 years. So I'm just
Loretta,
saying my
sure.
point is it's a consistency.
Well,
you know
what,
he's
going
to be able to get
problem.
Off, but maybe be on like probation and have to check it and make sure you work.
I got a novel idea. Now, this may be crazy, but how about you don't rob a fucking gas station? How's that?
Uh-huh.
But you read a fucking book, get a fucking job. Then you don't have to worry about going to jail for 100 years.
I did plenty of dumb stuff.
That's what he did, and he was
20. I have no sympathy for
criminals. I did plenty of dumb stuff at 20 that I'm glad I got away with.
Yeah, but I never robbed a bank.
Saying.
I never robbed a store.
No.
I did lots of drunken stupid
not a bank.
Shit.
Knocked off a couple of Citgo stations.
I stole a pack of gum once and I got caught. My mother whooped my ass. That's the last time I ever stole anything again.
Decker tried to rob a bank a few months ago. He didn't do it when he was a kid.
That's right. That's right. I have.
Wait,
I have done attempted robbery.
Just because I didn't steal it out of the cooler, I was still in the car. You know, it's still robbery, you know.
Don't do
we're
the
notorious.
Time. You can't do the time.
98 years, so come on.
Hey, suck it up.
You're trying where you're at.
Shouldn't have done it. Next time, walk the straight and narrow. I got no sympathy.
The problem
for
is that they fucked up and they let him go. The parole board said he was good to go. And then they're like, oh, we fucked up. Now, after 6 years, now you have to come back and do 98 years or 92 years because he already did 6 years in prison. And then we're
well,
like,
it's only 92.
And didn't leave nothing
well,
for
good.
Him.
When he gets
right
out, he can be like George Burns.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Crotchety old man or something like that.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
See the highway patrol in action again next week. Until then, remember, leave blood at the Red Cross, not on the highway. This is Roger Crawford saying see you next week.
Groovy, baby. Yeah.
All right. Chucky Green.
That was funny. I thought that was funny. Chucky Green. Highway Patrol. I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old man. Get off my lawn, you fuckers. I mean it. Don't make me come out there. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Is this thing on? Hello? I'm in Tokyo.
Shrekky Green.
Shrekky Green.
Schmeckle Green.
That's why he's colored.
Schmeckle Green.
That's why he's green. That's why Shrek is green.
No,
yeah, he's trying to rip them off.
Listen, if your Schmeckle is green, you better go see a specialist.
Actually, you know, actually, I'm smelling a lawsuit there, man. We should get in touch with Shrekky. Maybe get Shrekky on the show and talk about this.
Shrekky would love to help out, but he kind of, he can't get out of, you know, he don't get out of bed very often.
He's got a drool bucket, I hear. He'll be okay.
Hey.
Hey.
He's got a Larry King wears the pants. It's all good.
He has a catheter and a hurricane. He's all set to sit down.
You just get a newfound fame. He's now.
Shrekky. Going all the way with Shrekky Green, baby. The Shrekky.
Wow, you learn something new every day, I tell
you. Well,
you I thought he was one of those, like.
We're putting him back on the map.
He is the Shrekky. He's the one and only. He's Shrekky.
type in Shrekky in that Google search, and I bet he's the first one.
He was a regular on Combat for a while. He was on Combat.
He did the first season.
Bet you what's her head, he never listens to the show, probably not.
What's her head?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What's her head?
You know what? You know what? That dog's fake.
I'm
that,
so
that
using
dog,
that this week.
The dog really doesn't do the Facebook page. That's really Donna.
I don't believe
you knew that, dude. Yeah. That's not really a Boston Terrier doing a Facebook show.
Yeah.
It's Shrekky Green. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, crap. I thought there was more to that song, and I'm getting a beer. Here's me getting a beer in bottles. You know, classy operation here.
That's
fancy. Rancho Grenache. Hey. Anyway, good show. Wendy, you were awesome tonight.
Yes.
I think a lot of the boy possums are going to have sweet dreams tonight.
I've had a bucket of ice getting poured on you.
Style.
Let's talk about this. Are you actually going to do the thing with the thing, and you're going to take the pictures of it?
Yeah, you know what? They fucked with me the other day, and I'm like, dude, not today. I don't even know where my clothes
you know
are
what?
At.
I was
like,
I was
right.
thinking, I was watching them today, and I'm thinking, man, I'm so fucking sick and tired of this fucking stupid ice bucket challenge. But you know what? If there is one person on this earth I want to see do it, it's you.
Yes.
Please.
Well, this kid Mikey's got this really cute umbrella, and I'm like, if I can hold that thing, and it's Chinese. It looks like a Chinese umbrella. I'm like, oh, wow, all right. But no, I said last Friday, I haven't been on, I see the you know, I haven't really had TV, and I've over Kim's and have coffee in the morning, and I'm like, dude, put on the news or something. I haven't had any TV, and that's all I see is all the stars and everyone making a big deal about it, and I'm just like,
oh, I know.
But you know what?
It
does make money, and so
yeah.
Kim's
boss you know, I'm really disappointed.
If any of the girls
see,
in the salon want to do it because he did it, he would donate $10 if they did. I'm like, $10? Huh. This dude's like a fucking millionaire. He's only got six stylists at her salon, so if they all did it, he'll donate $60. It's like, whatever. I think people should donate money if they could more than just act like a fool on, you know, FaceTime or whatever, Snapchat or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, that's the thing. How many of those people actually donated to ALS?
I know. But, you know, it does bring awareness, but it's, I guess, good, but it's like, you know, it's so everything I'm against.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a good one on
Eyes
the internet.
Eyes on the prize.
I saw a good one.
Go
it was the ALS Bucket of Shit Challenge, and I nominate Obama to go first.
Yeah.
Well, there was
a
great.
No, he wouldn't do it. He would donate money. Though,
there was a great video of fails. You know, like the bucket breaks, or they drop the bucket
great.
On their head. Oh, man, that was funny.
Uh-huh.
That was funny.
They must have got hurt, man. That was like a couple of them, man. They fall down.
And yeah, fucking great, man. Dumb
not
shit.
Great.
Yeah, I guarantee you won't be seeing them anymore. But not Reverend Wendy. Not Reverend Wendy. Hers is going to be great.
Oh, yes.
Great.
White T-shirt.
Wet T-shirt time. You have to find
out
for Monday's
show. That's how you get out of it. Young tag yourself from it. That's how you do it.
Oh, I'd like to... Never mind.
I got so many hours or whatever. It's like, whatever.
Oh, no. Take your time. Don't rush it. Slow.
Hopefully it'll just forget about me.
I don't see that happening. I'm not forgetting about it.
I ain't forgetting.
Ain't nobody forgetting about it.
This is my retirement. You know. Anyway. Fun show. You guys were awesome tonight.
We should probably think about getting the fuck out before they kick us.
Oh, great turnout. Well, the Friday shows, you know, they're spatial in a way. Oh, we're coming up on number 100. This was 96.
Oh, yeah.
The Centennial Friday Night Posse. So, oh, and Malt Liquor Man. He submitted his blow up for his version of Friday Night Posse.
Oh.
I was loving it. Dude, I was loving it. I was laughing. And was it fun? Did you enjoy doing that? Was it fun?
Yeah, it's funny how it all kind of falls together.
I know. Isn't it a gas? Yeah.
The only thing that sucked was having it, you know, going through and then recording all the little clips of, you know, the Three Stooges and whatnot. But
yeah, I've got such a backlog now. Yeah.
Yeah. But once I got all that done,
it was great, though, man. It was right on the fucking... You wouldn't be able to tell that wasn't a Commodore special. Well done, sir.
That's right, baby. Well, look at me. You got it going on.
He got him
a sound editor, man.
Baby. He's all right.
He's a crazy fool.
Now, I was drunk last night, and I had nothing to do. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go through my notebook here. Let me see what I got to do. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Well done. Good work, sir. Good work.
Glorious.
But, I'm like tonight, you know, I didn't have one for tonight, and I just threw that together in about 15 minutes, man.
You could have used it if you wanted to.
Actually, I got it after I did mine, so I might have. So anyway,
well, you know,
we
if you need
probably
it,
duck
know,
out here before they
one.
Pull the string on us, you know. They do that. Days. So, again... Quickie, AA. Thank you, sirs. Reverend Wendy, exemplary work.
Yes, sir.
We're looking forward to the video.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently I'm told I'm supposed to be videotaped, too.
There's something I need to talk to you about. So we'll have to talk about that.
Okay. I think I know.
Because I don't want to say it. Because, you know, if the TSA are still listening, I don't really want them to know.
So monitor my
phone calls that go to Michigan. Because then you'll find
out.
Yeah,
the ABC.
That way you'll find out why that is.
And the QRST and the ADD and the ADHD and the...
Kind of that's a toilet boy thing, you know. It's actually... No, but it is kind of... Well, anyway... Professor R.J. Gumby, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Another great job. Am I losing you? Am I still on? Is this thing on? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
You're still on.
All right. Malt Liquor Man, blah, blah, blah. You're great. Great, great.
Wonderful.
Everybody's great. We're all great. Great googly mooglies. What a great time. What a great show. What a great group. What a great lounge.
There you go.
Fucking great, man.
What a great grade.
No,
it's starting to get grating, actually. So we better get the fuck out of here. Do I have an exit strategy here? I believe so. That?
You're going to kick us off in a minute. Come on, push a button.
All right. I'll go with the ELO song that I found. Because this other one.
Yeah, let's do ELO. Always.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Groot.
Which one is it? All right. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody in the world.
Good night,
everybody. Happy
birthday,
everybody. The whole world's listening to us because we're so fucking awesome. More awesome than the fucking ice bucket challenge. Hey.
Sploosh.
Oh, I love this.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!